This morning, being the first Sunday of the month, we begin another round of our outreach collections. As many of you know, all of the money that we need to raise to support our operating expenses, our ongoing life as a congregation, we do that through pledges and other donations, contributions our members and friends need. But when we gather here on a Sunday, as our members and friends are able to give us, but when we gather here on a Sunday morning, the money that we collect then is used to support causes and good works beyond our congregation. We have a subcommittee of our social justice committee that identifies who we'll support for on a monthly basis. On the first Sunday of the month, we invite a representative or representatives of that organization to say a little bit about how that money will be used. This church has had a long-standing relationship with Harbor Homes. Going back, as I mentioned, my predecessor here, the Reverend Don Rowley, was one of the movers and shakers and founders of that organization. So we're always glad to support them when they have a special initiative or project that they want to undertake. So I'm very pleased to have today Nathan Goodwin and Cynthia Andreoli from Harbor Homes to talk about how our outreach collections will be used during the month of December. Welcome, folks.
Good morning, and thank you for having us. My name is Cynthia Andreola, and I'm the Community Relations Manager at Harbor Homes. Harbor Homes is one of six agencies that make up the Partnership for Successful Living. And through the partnership, we're able to help about 5,000 individuals and families a year. And Harbor Homes specifically provides housing and support services. And we house over 700 individuals and families and help about 1,100 a year. And the programs are vast and diverse, just as the needs in the community are. Started out mainly to house individuals that were homeless and suffering from mental illness, and over the past close to 30 years have grown to help all sorts of individuals and families, everything from the veterans program to helping individuals that may be going through just a difficult time with our emergency shelter. But the program specifically that we will use the funds for is Connections. And Nathan's going to tell you a little bit about that. He runs the program, and it also has a personal connection to him.
Good morning, all. My name is Nathan Goodwin. I am the program manager of Connections. I'd just like to start by saying what a warm feeling I had coming in here this morning. I can definitely feel the love, and I think it's great what you're all doing. Bob had asked me to share some success stories that I see within Connections. And oftentimes, success stories for the people that are successful with the program have so much gratitude that they speak for themselves. Ray was a demonstration of that this morning. I too am a success story. And I'll share with you a little bit about that. About a year and a half ago, I was in a very low point in my life, struggling with alcoholism and addiction, and I was homeless and I was hopeless. I found my way over to Keystone Hall, one of the agencies within the partnership, and I entered a long-term treatment program. And there, I was introduced to Connections, and what Connections did for me was it offered me support. They directed me to the resources that were available in the community. And being homeless for the first time, I didn't know what those resources were. So they really kind of introduced me to what was available. And through that, they instilled hope. I started volunteering for Harbor Homes. And shortly thereafter, I was at a point in my life where I needed to start looking for work. So they offered me a job at doing accounts payable, something that I had never done in the past. And I don't know if any of you can identify, it's not always a good idea to give a drug addict a large amount of cash to the deposit. But I don't know if they realized what they were doing at the time. But, you know, they trusted me, and that gave me hope. You know, it made me believe that, you know, that I can do this. You know, I can recover. I can. The one thing I got out of that is hope. I did that for about 6 months, and then they offered me the position that I have today in Connection. And it really gives me the opportunity to give back. And I'm very grateful for that. But Connection itself, we offer We have a couple of groups a day, anything from interview skills to codependency. We serve lunch on a daily basis. We serve between 40 and 50 a day. We see anywhere from 70 to 100 people come in a day. And we offer a safe place for people to come and try to get back on their feet. And I'll leave you with this. We have a new vice president of finance. Her name is Pat. And she's going through all the different programs and trying to tighten up the budget. And she came across connections. And she was a little confused, so she went to the vice president of operations. And her name's Carol. And she said, "How does connections generate revenue?" And Carol Patton said, "They don't." And Pat's a little confused by it, but she says, "Okay, well then where does connections receive its funding?" And Carol's answer was quite simply, "They don't." So Pat, being the great financial mind that she is, said, "Well then why is there a connections?" And Carol Patton said, "Because it's needed." And really, I believe in that. And without people like you offering donations, there wouldn't be a connection. So from the bottom of my heart, I thank you. Thank you.
Cynthia and Nathan, thank you very much. There's really nothing I can add to that other than to say, let us receive our outreach collection for this morning to support the Connections program of Harbor Homes.